ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook.
Hi, Bears fans. Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Tom Thayer, and this is Thayer's Playbook. You know, getting ready for the last game, we need to create some enthusiasm. We need to have some fun. And one guy to do it is having Jared Allen involved in the mix. Let's take a look at a play early in the game where they rush four men and it resulted in a sack. But I want to show you how that will change things later in the game. Let's put this play in motion, because you're going to see Dominic Rioli, the center, pointing out Jonathan Bostic, what linebacker they're responsible for in their pass protection. So as you see the ball snap, you're going to see Dominic Rioli check Jonathan Bostic. Then he's going to sink over to the inside penetration over here by Jeremiah Ratliff. But this is the key. Look at Stephen Paya and Jared Allen here. Stephen Paya is going to take two men sight away from Jared Allen. Jared Allen, step, comes in on the stunt. The guard on the inside can't come off on Jared Allen because he's coming at such a rapid angle to his inside shoulder, he can't get strength to him, and it results in a sack. Let's move ahead a little bit further in the game. Now, how are we going to try to capitalize on the pass pressure, but using a little bit different of an influence? We're going to turn this whole front from a four-man line. You remember, center was uncovered. We're going to turn this into a five-man line. So every offensive lineman has an individual responsibility. Bring Shea McClellan up to the outside. And again, it's not necessarily required to get a sack. If you can speed up the thinking process of the quarterback destructively, that's when you're going to create an incompletion. And let's see how they work it here. Stephen Paya over the center. Great matchup here of strength. Attack the snapping hand of the center because he's always going to have a little momentum going backwards. And let's watch the pressure. You got Stephen Paya. Now when you see Stephen Paya take the shoulder of this offensive lineman who's now covered, he can't help out. You look at the defensive end, Willie Young, sink right to the inside and get destructive pressure on the quarterback, and it results in that incompletion. That's a key element. Remember, four-man rush that first time the sack, a little subtle change, come up with five-man line and see if every offensive lineman can hold up to an individual blocking assignment. Now, just thinking back, the first play we saw was play 7. The next play was play 13. Here's play 31. Because a little bit about this five-man pressure, if you can speed up the process of the quarterback, even though he doesn't have a big retreat for center or he's going to throw it immediately when it gets to his hand, one thing that quick pressure will do, it can really help the defensive backs on the outside when they have the difficult slant routes. So again, let's see what this five-man pressure can do to the thinking process. Now you got Stafford in shotgun. He's going to get the ball immediately. It's going to be risen to his shoulder and ready to throw. And now look, you got Jared Allen here. You got Jeremiah Ratliff. Again, you got the center covered. Willie Young over this offensive guard. And you got the offensive tackle that has to reach all the way out here for Christian Jones, the linebacker. Good positioning. Ball in his hands. He's got to get rid of it. But it's an inaccurate throw behind the receiver. That's the key element here. If you can take five men, put them on the line of scrimmage, force the offensive linemen to sustain their blocks, and they don't, it puts pressure into the quarterback, and you have an incompletion. Again, you want Jared involved, going to Minnesota is going to be some fun, but you want all of his teammates to be active on the line of scrimmage to create those incompletions and sacks. Thanks for watching Thayer's Playbook.